Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. Happy Thursday. Trey Turner press conference coming up here in a second. Let's get our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers annual men's night out. It's back. 1 week from today, December 15th, I will be there. Doing all my holiday shopping, delicious food and beverages, online, marks-jewelers.com. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309, men's night next Thursday, December 15th, as Trey Turner is scheduled to have his opening press conference, his intro to Philadelphia as a Philly. Tywan Walker and the Straub going to be here, or is this all Trey Turner?
Oh, this is all. This is Trey's day.
So it's Trey.
It's like Stacey Andrews. Yeah, it's Trey's day.
Well, Xander Bogaerts, I woke up to this morning seeing Xander Bogaerts. He got 11 years too. So
seriously, 11 years 300 for Trey Turner is so much better than 11 years 280 for Xander Bogaerts.
They set the market. Now you need 11 years, yeah, if you're a near 30 shorts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the way I look at it also, though. Listen, they will be paying this money regardless. It just gives the owners time to spread the money out. Yep. That's all it really does. You really only care about it being a six-year deal, seven-year deal. Those last 4 or 5 years, it just allows the owners to have a lower average per year on the
to
salary.
To fit it in now so they can get more players. No, you're right. Yep. And Bogaerts in his late 30s is going to be similar to Turner's late 30s. They're not. I mean, they can still be contributing players, but they're not going to be the. You're signing up for them the first 5-6 years.
Yes, I don't even want Trey Turner at 37.
No, I don't think anything.
Like playing shortstop. Yeah, his best years are going to be the next four to 5 years.
Yep, and that's why you pay it, and that's why it's worth doing it. And it's interesting that the Padres are major players. They struck out a couple times and got out bitter, or because their tax rate is so high in California. Other people are saying like, "Nah, I'll go elsewhere." But they're major players, so that by signing Bogaerts, they're one of the top teams in the NL. So are the Phillies.
Oh yeah, I mean, listen, the Padres, that was a good signing for them to get Xander Bogaerts. So these guys are getting paid, and listen, you're either one of the teams that want to play with the big boys or you aren't ready to play with the big boys, and this is Philadelphia, so you may get away with that in San Diego, not spending money, or somewhere else. Like, that's not going to fly here.
Nope. You're either a have or a have not, and the Phils are back to being haves again, and man, they're going for it.
Yep.
I know that there's thoughts perhaps that the Phillies could spend even more. Jack, what was the Jason Stark wrote that they could even surpass the $250 million threshold?
Yep.
That'd be like $30 more million. So that'd be a starting pitcher or something like that. So if they may wait to mark it out, and if another guy like Rodon is available, then all right, well, here's Trey Turner in the introductory press conference.
Now, we are very excited to not only welcome Trey to Philadelphia, but to introduce him as the newest member of the Phillies family. Speaking of family, I'd like to make special recognition of Trey's family that's in attendance here today, beginning with his wife, Kristen, and their son, Beckham, and Trey's parents, Mark and Donna Turner, and Kristen's parents, John and Donna Harabedian. Thank you for being with us. In a few moments, you're going to have the opportunity to hear from Trey, as well as Phillies President of Baseball Operations, Dave Dombrowski, and General Manager, Sam Fuld. But at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Dave, who's going to make a jersey presentation and some opening remarks.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's a very exciting day for the Philadelphia Phillies organization, our fans of the organization. A couple of things to be said just before I get into that. I want to offer everybody here, the person doing the introduction here, had a very special moment at the winter meetings, Kevin Gregg, when he was honored with the Robert Fischel Award for Public Relations Excellence. So congratulations to him. Also, too, and as I'm sure the questions will come in, I do want to send a special, of course, thank you for the person that makes this Most Responsible happen and for doing what we're doing in our organization and supporting us every step of the way. Is our main person and individual from an ownership perspective is John Middleton. John, thank you very much. Right over there. And also, before I get into the final one, I do want to thank the people that really worked on this contract and made this happen. From Trey's perspective, we had a chance to meet his wife, Kristen, down there in Florida, and Beckham also, and Donna also. Also a special thanks to the CAA group with Jeff Berry, Andrew Nicario. Thank you for making this happen with us and working with us. So without further ado, the special time for us, we're very happy to add to me one of the best players in Major League Baseball, an exciting player, adds so much to our organization, well-respected. I can't believe the number of times I've had people, not only now, but over the last few years and for me in my career, saying, geez, the most exciting player in baseball I ever watched is Trey Turner. Is there any way you can make Trey Turner a Philadelphia Philly? Unfortunately, we're at that spot that we're able to do it. We have some players in our organization that are very helpful in this regard. Trey knows them. I'll let him talk as well as us about it. But a special moment for us to welcome Trey, to me, one of the best players in Major League Baseball. Of course, shortstop for us. And with that, also, we are very fortunate because we also found out that the number he really likes is 7. So we were able to make sure that we had number 7 available. So, Trey, welcome, and welcome aboard here. So I look good for the press conference.
So. We'll put this right front and center. How about that? Yeah, I got a haircut today for you guys. I had a long month for me and Kristen, and it's been a heck of a ride, but we're glad to be here. And it's to these guys' credit and to the guys that you mentioned, John, my agents and all that, and my little one over here yelling at me. But it's been a heck of a month, and we're excited to be here.
All right, well, thank you, Trey. So, members of the media, if you have a question, there are microphones on either side of the room. Just
hold
raise
on,
your hand.
Before we go. I didn't know this many people were going to be here, so bear with me. But I definitely want to thank, obviously, the people in this first row. My wife, she's been, you know, every step of the way with us and our child and kind of holding it down at home when I'm on the road and whatnot. So she's a rock star, and thank you, love you. My in-laws raised a great daughter, and you guys helped us out so much. Thank you for all you've done for us, especially, you know, this last month. It's been tough. And then my lovely parents, you guys. It's been a long time playing this game, and you guys have brought me around to countless tournaments, countless venues to watch me play at all ages, and you know, from starting when this kid's age in diapers and swinging the bat in the front yard to college to professional baseball and now to here, it's been quite a journey, and you guys have been awesome. We leaned on you a lot in this experience, and we love you guys, so thank you. And you know, there's plenty of coaches and training staff and so many people that have helped me, my friends, my family from home, my sister, helped me in countless ways through the last, 29, 30 years, and they're important to me as well, so I definitely don't want to forget them. And it's been a fun ride. We're excited to be here, and we've got a lot of winning to do, a lot of baseball games to play in the stadium, and hopefully many, many good memories to share with you guys and the Phillies fans and John and everybody, and we couldn't be more happy to be here, so thank you guys.
All right. Thank you, Trey. So why don't we start with the questions? We'll start in the back with Jimmy.
Hi, Trey. It's been right here. It's been reported that you received offers that were even richer than the Phillies offer, and you turned those down to come to Philly. What made the Phillies the team for you? What made Philadelphia the place for you? What were the attractions?
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to have some good offers on the table and tough consideration going through it. But me and my wife, we wanted to weigh all options, try to take the process as serious as possible, because we look at it as a partnership between, whatever organization we were going to pick and our family. We were kind of looking at it as an all-in, a long time, but we were all in. And we sit down, we talk for a long time. Money wasn't, necessarily the number one option for us. Obviously, it plays a part, but we just pictured ourselves here. I pictured myself in this uniform. She pictured living here and having family come and visit. We pictured playing with, Bryce and Schwarber and a lot of those guys on the team now, Kevin Long. It just seemed like a lot of things added up and pointed us in this direction, and we were excited about it. This place is fun to play. Watched a lot of the playoff games, and this place was rocking. So just a lot of things pointing this direction, and we felt really comfortable and really happy, and we were really excited about it. So a lot of things that.
Okay, we go to Howard on the right here.
Dope.
Trey, as a honest, down-to-earth guy, and I think that's who you are from everything I've read, the chatter in town is, where is Trey Turner going to hit in the lineup? And I know you have your thoughts, and I know you're going to share them with all of us right now. One or two, and I know you're going to be really, really truthful in all this.
Well, I would say that's not my job. That's these guys' job. So I'll and Rob's job as well. So there, Rob, that's on him. You're going to have to ask him those questions. But I will say, I did get a phone call this morning from Kyle Schwarber. And he asked me the same question, and I hadn't thought about it much, but you guys got a pretty good leadoff hitter, or we have a pretty good leadoff hitter in Schwarber, and I don't know. I don't know if he stole a lot of bases last year. He's kind of coming around there, so I don't know if I want to kick him out of there, or, I don't know what it may be, but I think it's going to be fun playing in this lineup up from top to bottom. I think there's so many guys that can contribute, so I'm excited. I don't really have a preference, truthfully. I don't really care, but I'm gonna give Schwarbs a hard time on that.
Where have you been the most comfortable in the lineup?
I used to lead off a lot first 5 years of my career, but the last two or three years I hit second and third, not much leadoff. So I'm pretty comfortable anywhere. I told them kind of in the process is I like hitting the same spot every day, trying to learn my job and who's behind me, who's in front of me, and all that, but ultimately we're going to have to get together in spring training, kind of make those decisions, but I'm all ears, and just excited to be here.
Thank you, and I'm sure Rob will dance around it too.
Okay, we'll go to Alex on the right.
You mentioned watching the playoff run this season, and I'm wondering how much of a consideration that was in the decision that you ultimately made and what it was like to experience that.
It was a big factor for sure. I think playing on a winning team was really important, and an organization that wants to try to win championships for not just 1 year, but a long time. And John and these guys, Dave, have committed to that, and that was a factor. So to go along with that, you got to perform, and you got to live up to those standards. And the boys did that last year for sure. They were playing really good baseball at the end of the season. It looked not only fun for the players, but for the fans. It seemed like there's kind of that family aspect, and they were in it together. And I think that was more what jumped out to me is how much fun the players were having and the fans together than anything. And you know, you could hear it through your TV how loud the stadium was. And I played here many, many times, but I don't know if I've ever seen it like that. And rightfully so. I think you know, making World Series and playing at that time of the year is really important and really fun. So it definitely was a consideration.
One second. You mentioned Kevin Long and Bryce. I'm wondering how involved they were in this process and how often you were in touch with them.
Yes. Bryce texted me a little bit early on and told me, you know, he was there for us. Any questions? Kristen had been texting Kayla a little bit about that as well. You know, what the lifestyle is like, all that. Things you can't really see, you know, on the field. So they answered a lot of our questions. And then the morning of, I called Kevin Long and I said, what do we got? And so I talked to him and I still have questions about the hitting coach. I don't know about him.
Let us know if you're comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But had a pretty good phone call with him and just what his perspective and, you know, I think a lot of the things he said matched up with what, you know, I believed, but it's nice hearing it from the inside. And so I talked to them quite a bit, talked to Schwarber a little bit, but they did a pretty good job of, you know, not trying to influence me too much one way or the other. And I think it was kind of our decision, and that was a nice aspect of it. And we're excited to join these guys.
Okay, Scott on the left.
Trade of
to Kendrick.
Oh yeah, Allie Kendrick, another one.
Trey, to follow up on Bryce's influence on you, I mean, it's an 11-year contract, yep. So it's probably the rest of your career. He was in that position 4 years ago and chose a rest of his career contract with the Phillies. So did you kind of lean on him for, like, hey, if I'm going to make this decision to spend the rest of my career somewhere, all of my 30s, you know, I want to make sure it's the right place. How much did you really lean on him, given the length of time we're talking about?
Well, I mean, that's the kind of approach that me and Kristen took, or Chris and I took, is we were committed 100% to where we were going to sign. We weren't going to try to do a short-term deal or, I don't know, we weren't trying to get the most money. We were trying to, you know, kind of build a family and be in a spot for a long time. So I know he went through that, and these guys spoke so highly of it here, not just him, but Schwarber and all these other guys, and we asked those questions. We looked at it from that perspective as well. And so hearing his answers, I think, were important because, like you said, he did the same exact process. It's not fun, by the way, and I didn't enjoy it very much. It's a tough process. It's hard on you, hard on your family, and when you're making that commitment, you want to do it right. And he was a factor in all of it, and you know, he kind of said the same thing. He said, I told you it wasn't that fun going through it, but I think we shared a lot of the same experiences and share a lot of the same values and look at it the same way, and he was a good influence on me.
And just for Sam and Dave, when it's a contract of that length, how much do you try to dig into, you know, like the crystal ball of how someone might age over the course of, you know, 9, 10, 11 years in this case?
Well, you do as thorough a job as you possibly can. It's not an exact science, but of course you look at that. We have a lot of people that look at that type of information. We really integrate all that information, and you make your decision in that regard. There's no exact crystal ball, but spend a lot of time doing that and looking at the individual and the talents that's involved. One thing I do think is that you sometimes have to differentiate between a normal big league player and an elite athlete. I do think there are some differences in that regard, too. And we have done a lot of research in that regard. So an elite athlete can last longer at their performance level than, say, other individuals can.
Okay, we go to Pat on the right.
Trey, how you doing? It's obviously been a short period of time that you've been here, but outside of the fan base, what is it that you know about the city of Philadelphia?
Honestly, I don't know much. I played here a lot, obviously, but I feel like there's so much more to explore. We've been driving around the city, and I'm connecting things together. I know that place. I know this place. Had a great dinner last night. And for us, we're pretty simple people, but we enjoy food. And I know this city's got its fair share of good food, so it's going to be finding those little holes in the wall and places that we enjoy. But I got a lot of learning to do, I will admit, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about sharing that sports complex with the other teams. I think that's a really cool
really cool characteristic of his city. I don't think that's always the same in other cities, and kind of sharing that sports atmosphere. I know this is a sports town, and we love our sports here. So I'm a football guy. I watch hockey. I like it all, and I think that's going to be another cool experience for me, going to those games, basketball games and whatnot, and I'm looking forward to that. So need to find the food spots. Any recommendations? I'm listening, and then sharing sports with, you know, everyone here, I think is going to be really fun.
Okay, go to Tom in the back left.
Trey, with the game of baseball changing the way it is, how important was it for you to find a place where you could evolve even as a shortstop because of the shift and everything that's going on with Major League Baseball in the near future?
Yeah, I think I learned a lot last year, I thought, at shortstop, and I'm excited to kind of apply those things going forward. I think I have a lot of improvement at short. I think I can play much better than I have, and it's going to be, you know, putting the work in and actually doing it. Obviously, you gotta prove it, you know. But I want to prove it more to myself than anything. I think I could play at a really high level, and I think that process will never end. I think I'll always be trying to get better, especially defensively. Like he said, I think I could play for a long time using my athleticism and learning my body and all that. I think we'll continue to get better, and I think that'll help me there. So I'm excited about the future. Excited to get back on the field from a defensive standpoint, because I think I got more room for growth there for sure.
Okay. You've obviously been in the World Series. How much can you add to what this team has gone through this year to advance to the next level?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's hard to win that time of year because you're playing such good competition, right? But I think the good teams I've been on, we've loved each other. We loved hanging out. We loved doing things together. And those are kind of the things I talked about earlier. That's what this ball club had. So hopefully from a baseball standpoint, I can obviously add to it, I would hope. But just from a clubhouse standpoint, I think I'll fit in great here and kind of continue that that chemistry that these guys had last year. I think that's really important. That's how you make deep runs. That's how you, you know, when you're not playing well in June and July, that's how you get through it, is because you want to be together. So I want to add to the baseball aspect, obviously, but I'm looking forward to being in that clubhouse with those guys.
Okay. Matt in the back right.
For Dave or for Sam, I wonder how important that postseason experience that Trey has was in this process of identifying him as the right guy to add.
Well, I think it's extremely important. Last year we had a talented group of individuals going into the 2022 season, and one of the goals that we had was trying to add somebody who had been through a championship caliber team and won a world championship. And I think it meant a lot for us to bring Kyle Schwarber on board at that time. I think he added a different perspective, not only from an ability perspective, but in the clubhouse. And Trey brings that same mentality. So I think it's extremely important for us to bring people on board when possible that have that championship caliber, that championship attitude, and the experience in winning it. So a big difference maker for us.
Okay, Todd in the middle left.
Hey, Trey. We had heard from the beginning that you were the team's number one choice as far as the shortstops, and I'm wondering if you have any memory of early on in the process, hearing from Dave, Sam, anybody, Jeff, any, you know, about their interest where you went, wow, these guys really want me bad.
No, yeah, that was the first meeting we had. They came down to our house in Florida and sat at the table and talked and tried to get to know one another and whatnot. And, you know, I told them, I'm going to be honest with you, and all I ask of you is you just be honest with me. I didn't really care to, you know, play the games and all that. And he told me right then and there that was their number one target. He goes, you know, you're looking at other players, obviously, because they have a job to do. But he had told me that. So, I mean, from right then and there, I expected them to, you know, come after us hard and try to do everything they could to get us in a Phillies uniform. And you know, I took them seriously from the get-go. And like I said, I just asked them to be honest with me, and they were, and turned out. And here we are now. So
when they leave your house and you talk to your wife, what's the reaction? Is like, wow, that, you know, obviously you were impressed, I guess, but what was, do you remember any part of that conversation?
Well, I know my wife was very excited because growing up in Flemington, New Jersey, is not too far from here. So from a family aspect, I know she was super excited. She you know, she said time and time again that she was kind of leaving the baseball side of it up to me, so I'd ask the baseball questions and whatnot, but the family side was a lot of her doing, and we were kind of teammates in this. So, you know, we weighed all the pros and cons, like I said, and I think the family aspect was, you know, a big factor for us, and you learn that through these meetings. You know, you learn how much family means to these guys, to John, to Bryce, and Schwarber, and other players with kids on the team. You ask them about their experiences, and I remember she was excited very early on about the possibility of this, and so was I from a baseball standpoint, but you got to do your homework and ask your questions, and it added up.
And how many other in-person meetings did you have with other teams?
I had a few. I don't know what I am and I'm not allowed to say, or what, I don't know. I had more than one, but I thought it was important because, you know, like I said, I wanted to do my homework. I wanted to find out, you know, what people are like and get into a face-to-face conversation and learn one another. And I think that was a big plus for us in the process, was sitting down with teams and actually talking it through.
Okay. Alex on the right.
You mentioned that the team chemistry seemed really strong, and I'm wondering what gave you that impression. Was it just something that you saw during the playoff run, or something that you heard from the members of the Phillies that you know? And
I think it's more you can see it. I mean, it's hard to fake that. You know, you can see guys in the dugout and on TV. Obviously, you know, you talk to these guys and Kevin Long, Schwarber, Bryce all said how good the clubhouse is and how good the guys are. But I think you can see from far too, playing against them, you can see it. But you could see it on the TV as well, and it's very noticeable. And I think it's special when that happens. It's hard to do because every year, right? You think it's a new team, new players, so it's hard to do every year. But you know, last year I think the guys definitely had it going on for sure.
And second, it seems like the plan is to move Bryson Stott over to second, and I'm wondering if you've had a chance to chat with him yet.
He messaged me on Instagram real quick, so I texted him my number and said, you know, if you need anything, let me know, and I'm sure we'll be talking in the future. So he just kind of said congratulations. He's excited, you know, for me to get over here, so I'm looking forward to meeting him, talking to him, and kind of sharing the middle infield with him, but I haven't got a chance to really sit down or text with him and call him or anything like that, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, Matt, back left.
Trey, you know your body better than anyone. This contract takes you through, I think, your age 41 season. What gives you confidence that your skill set, you can be a productive player into your 30s? Why do you think you'll age well on field?
I mean, I could talk for a long time on this. I don't know. I bet on myself all the time. That's kind of why me and my family are in this situation is – I kind of bet on myself every step of the way, and I'm a competitor. I hate losing, whether it's, you know, a board game, whatever it may be. I don't like losing. So I think I'm going to compete for as long as I possibly can at the highest level I can, and I'll just bet on myself every step of the way. And, you know, I put effort into it, whether it's, you know, in the weight room, the training room, the batting cage, wherever it may be. I put effort into it, and I take it seriously. So I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't plan too far ahead, maybe even other than this contract, but I don't plan too far ahead. I try to focus on the day, and I think that, you know, focusing on what's right in front of you, I think will help you in that long run. So that's kind of how I view it.
Anything additional for Trey, Dave, or Sam? All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Dave, Trey, Sam.
Thank you guys. Appreciate you.
All right, that was Trey Turner, newest Philly, Phil shortstop. I think some people, I guess I would be one of them, just assumed that he was the leadoff hitter. But after listening to Trey Turner there, I'm not so sure he's the leadoff hitter. I agree. He said he's very comfortable batting second or third wherever they need him in the lineup. And
well, he said that. That's the politically correct thing to say because he already has the feeling that Schwarber wants to be the leadoff hitter, as Schwarber called him this morning.
Right.
Yeah, so he's saying the right thing right now. Ultimately, he's still putting it in Topper's lap to say if he decides he wants me to be the leadoff hitter, then it's on the manager.
Right. Yeah. It's not on him.
Yeah, he's not coming in lobbying saying I'm a leadoff hitter like Ben Simmons. I'm the point guard of this team. Remember that? They drafted Markelle Fultz. He was like, nah, all I know is I'm the point guard.
Yep.
Yeah, Trey, you don't want to ruffle any feathers right now.
Nah.
It's all good. Yeah, leave that up to the manager.
Jack? Your thoughts on that part of it? Howard brought that to the surface very early.
That's the king, man. That's the king.
Hi, Howard. I mean, also it seemed like he was saying, like, well, yeah, he did a great job last year as a leadoff hitter. I don't know. I don't know. It'd be
I want Trey Turner as the leadoff hitter.
No, you don't like the big Kyle Schwarber. Well, by the way, they probably also could use Schwarber down the lineup with Bryce out of the.
Mm-hmm.
You're hitting the mid 40s home runs. It's not bad.
I love all that about him. Yeah, he can't do that from the four hole.
He may have more RBIs if he does that from the. But
yeah, Jackie can't hit the same 46 home runs from the four hole.
He'll have 140 RBIs, not 80.
He's the leadoff hitter. Get over it.
See, I told you, Jack. Do you agree that? Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a good problem to have.
Sure,
it's like
it is.
They said,
and guess what? They didn't need to name the leadoff hitter today.
No, of course not.
Yeah. So
no, as much as Howard was trying to bully him into doing it.
Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go here, Jack. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese coming up on the other side. We'll dissect some of that. We'll get back to the phone calls as well. Man, he sounds like he's going to fit in very well here. That's coming up after this. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Start the NFL Week 14 off right with the No Sweat Same Game Parlay from FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. That's right. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or you already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night Same Game Parlay doesn't hit. Now, NFL Same Game Parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Boy, do we have a good one for you tonight. Las Vegas taking on Los Angeles. My goodness. The Raiders and the Rams. Okay, let's see if we can build us a same game parlay here. Let's go with the running back from Vegas, Josh Jacobs, to go over in his rushing yards tonight. How about Derek Carr, the quarterback of Vegas, to go over in his passing yards? And then we'll go with the trifecta, Devontae Adams to score an anytime touchdown tonight. There you have it. Build your own or choose from one of the more popular same game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same game parlay. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Just sign up with promo code Ike if you don't already have an account. Now, I really like the FanDuel app. Now, if you do already have FanDuel, then you're all set. Just sign in to see what you've got. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Markson Reese, we are back. Dave Dombrowski, the Phillies president of baseball operations, scheduled to join us here sometime in the next few minutes. They're going to give Jack a two-minute heads up. We expect to hear from him in minutes, certainly in this segment. So don't go anywhere. As Trey Turner introduced to the media and to the city of Philadelphia, very Ike, were you? I was very impressed with Trey. Well spoken. Certainly, like, seems like the kind of guy that can make it in, you know, in a tough Northeast city like Philadelphia, and with big, you know, large expectations on him and the team this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I gotta believe that Bryce Harper has given him all of the notes he needs to have on addressing this media, this fan base, and everything else. So I'm
does he have fanatically, do you think?
No, let's leave that to Bryce. That's Bryce's thing.
Yeah, that's Bryce's thing.
But I love that he obviously wanted to be here. You know, he wanted to play with Bryce. And you know what? I would say to our fans, don't sell yourselves short as to what made playing here appealing to him. Yes, the money was there, but obviously he could have got the same money somewhere else. Right? Manny Machado didn't come here, right? So he would have gotten the money. Don't think that what he saw during the postseason, once they were eliminated, what he saw during the postseason, the World Series run, and what it was like here and watching his buddy do some of the things he did against the Padres and against the Braves and watching this crowd, man, that's enticing. For anybody just sitting back watching, you're saying, wow.
And you already know they're probably going to be interested.
Fun. That would be fun to play in front of.
Right. And you're watching it knowing you're a free agent, mm-hmm. and he already knows that
you're
there's going to be interest.
You're evaluating certain towns, yeah.
You are. You're watching it with a different eye. And you already know Bryce is there and your buddies. And he said Bryce was contacting him early in the process. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a matter of the Phillies showing the commitment and then getting to where he said, all right, you know what? Boom, let's do it.
Yeah,
like that works for me. You got to go 11 years to get to 300. All right, let's get to 11 years to get to 300. And his wife is was it Flemington that he said in New Jersey, which is like right across the river from New Hope, so it's not really that far away from here.
Yeah.
So she's comfortable here. Mm-hmm. He's comfortable. Played in Washington for a long time. So she, you know.
Oh, he knows.
He knows what it's like here.
Yeah, he knows, and that probably helped too.
Did
that he's not foreign to playing here. He played in this division, so it was more about the dollars. And as long as the total amount reached what they wanted, that's all that really matters. I mean, he's going 300. If he's guaranteed 300 million, he's getting 300 million, whether it's in 10 years, 5 years, or 20 years.
Yeah, he's going to be okay. He's going to be all right. And he had said, and this is something that Bryce said, and it was similar to where he was kind of in the same stage that Bryce was when Bryce signed here, which was starting a family, wants to settle down, wants to, you know, like, these need to be the roots. This is where he wants to play so he can start raising the family and everything else. And as you heard in the beginning of the press conference, his son Beckham was there wearing a powder blue Phillies jersey.
Could that be a sign that Odell's going to be an Eagle?
No, I do not think so.
All right.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we can't leave any stone.
Although it did cross my mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good omen. Not a bad omen.
Well, no, I do not. Well, I mean, did he name the son after Odell? Is he a Cowboy fan, Jack? We hope not.
Nah, he's from Florida.
Okay. Probably not.
Well, he
would have been a Giants fan.
Why would he be a Giants fan?
Well, I'm just saying, if he named him after Odell.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe he's a Browns fan.
All right, Joe. Yeah, we'll have to ask him about that. But yeah, so now you
well, he's
say,
an Eagles fan now.
Yes, you damn right. Yes.
Bryce will fill him in.
Yes.
Yeah, if he's taking the Bryce playbook, yes, now yes. He's an Eagle fan. But he talked about how he thinks it's really cool. All the teams are down there in the sports complex and embracing all the athletes and everybody in Philly or whatever. So this is Man, it's not often that everybody's on the same page, from the fans to the organization to even the player that wanted to come here, to where when this process started, it was like, wow, this makes too much sense for Trey Turner not to be here. And he's here.
Yeah, I mean, only thing that really mattered was John Middleton opening up the checkbook.
Which he did.
Yeah, that's all that mattered.
So we'll see from Dave Dombrowski, who's going to join us here in the next couple minutes, how far open that checkbook is, Ike Reese. So Jack, right now, how much wiggle room do they have? Because now the thought is, are they going to go after another starting pitcher here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, apparently they have $15 million for 253 luxury tax threshold. But if you're shopping in those waters, like Carlos Rodon, it's probably gonna be like 30-35 million. So you have to blow past the second tax, and they'd have to give up two more draft picks on top of the ones they just gave up for Trey Turner. So it's a big ask. But if you're all in, I mean, you might as well go all in. Like, Taiwan Walker is not Carlos Rodon. He's a good four, low end three. So he's not like a difference maker. He's good. He gets you to the playoffs. He doesn't help you get through the playoffs. So
the problem with Rodon, though, is that the numbers that are being put out there right now are 6 years at $30 million a year.
Yeah.
Which is probably, there's 5 years for $30 million a year offers. And they're trying to get that sixth year, and they're trying to get a team to bite. Ike, I don't want to give a starting pitcher, I never want to give a starting pitcher 6 years, but it's worked out for Zach Wheeler for the most part. He got a 5-year deal, and so far his Phillies career has been great. So, I mean, if you're really, truly going for it, that would, I mean, they're all in. Do you give a sixth year, though? That's the question. So we'll ask Dave when he comes on just how open the checkbook is for the Phillies. And then from there, what else are, like, what are the other ads? Just a couple of, like, for the most part, it's tinkering. Some bullpen pieces, Jack, or something like that. I mean, when Jason Stark comes out and says that they could blow past that $250 million, the only thing that would make sense would be a high-priced starting pitcher.
Great.
They don't have any other, like, unless they're trading away a young, and it's like a Boehm to add a third baseman or something like that. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, it could be how much of a need do you believe a starting pitcher is at this moment? And would you do a 6-year contract on a guy like Rodon or anything like that?
No, and neither should they. You don't pay a pitcher $180 million and $30 million a year or whatever it is. Like, you just don't do that.
No?
No, you just don't do that for a guy that's only going to – he can only help you once every 5 days, every 4 days. So, you know, I'm more about everyday players. I'd rather stack my lineup. Listen, we got the top of this rotation is good enough. It was good enough to get us to the World Series last year. Sure, would it be nice to have another ace there? Sure, it would be. We had four of them, and we didn't even make the World Series.
No.
So, like, and we regretted doing that. So, you know, it sounds great. And if they're – listen, if John Middleton wants to spend money to go over the luxury tax and pay extra money, sure, nobody's going to be opposed to getting a good pitcher.
Sure.
I'm just saying, I'm not sitting here screaming, they need to go get Rodon, they need to get another pitcher. This team is not good enough. Come on, man. They just spend $300 million.
Yep. Yeah, so, it seems more like
we're not shopping at a thrift store here to where you can just pick up guys and the money doesn't matter. Now, if the money doesn't matter to John Middleton and he's willing to spend it, Go right ahead.
It could also cost you to where then 2-3 years down the road you're like, I mean, Patrick Corbin was the guy that the Phillies pursued and the Nats gave them more money and more years they were willing to do. It's one of the worst starting pitchers and one of the worst contracts in recent history.
Yeah, but so, they got a World Series out of it, didn't they?
Yeah, but I don't think did Corbin contribute to the World Series, but they got a World Series out of it. Yeah,
he was on that team. He was on the team.
They just they killed his arm. Because they used him out of the bullpen, they had him start.
Yeah, but they got the World Series.
And he got paid.
Yeah, that's all that matters. It's like, you get the World Series. That's what you're doing it for.
6-year contract for Rodon, Jack, or no?
No.
Five years?
Five's the most I would go.
Five for 150.
Yeah.
All right.
It's your window now. I mean, I'm sorry. It's your window now. It's time to go all in. You have a ready-made lineup. Just put the cherry on top.
All right. Well, we'll try to dig a little deeper with Dave coming up when he joins us here in the next couple of minutes. Hopefully, other than that, I just don't know where. And I went to the Phillies website because I wanted to see what Trey Turner looked like at the press conference. And first thing that pops up when you go to the website is spring training tickets on sale. Click here or something like that. So, yeah, right off the bat, this is as much as them going to the World Series last year was a big deal. And, of course, it was a big deal. It also enabled them to be as aggressive as they've been this offseason and really to go for it. And now we're going to reap the benefits of it. And it starts in spring training and it goes right into the season. It'll be amazing. Be amazing. All right, we have all right, so let's take a phone call or two. 215-592-9494. Still waiting for Dombrowski here. Let's go to Tom in Vancouver. Hi, Tom. Tom, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing? I'm so glad that you're back.
What's up, buddy? How are you? Thank you.
I was concerned because, you know, the show was just going down the tubes. We had Ike and Elliot getting along well, enjoying themselves and having fun. And, you know,
that sounds like a good thing.
That's not what you. That's not what they're tuned in to do, to hear me and Elliot have fun together.
Yeah, they're enjoying each other's company.
Oh. You know. Yeah, but see, that's the thing is some people just hear that 1 hour on Tuesdays. If you listen to the Players Lounge, they get along very well in the Players Lounge. Yeah.
I don't know what it does for the brand, though, there, John.
We're okay. I'm back, Tom. Thank you.
Yeah, good, good. I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad you're back. And look, the Phillies, it's so exciting. I can't believe I actually did this, but I actually went online and I started looking at season tickets before I remembered that I live in another country.
You don't
live
in Philadelphia, yes.
No. So I'm just saying, man, I can tell you that when I saw it, the packages for tickets are not a lot. And I know, like, if you've got to pay for parking and everything, you know, maybe it adds up and all the rest of it. But it's not that much. I think John Middleton needs to be showing some love. People need to get some season tickets there. I want to see some Phillies action, have things looking good. And so the fans need to support that.
I think they will. Exciting. I think they will, Tom.
Now, in terms of the press conference, I got to say, after hearing Castellanos last year and how after that presser, I thought, oh, my God, this guy is such a Philly guy. And then watching him play, I don't really care about the presser. I want to see this guy. Yeah, I want to see him on the field.
Yeah, he's going to be a good player. He really is going to be a good player.
Very exciting. Now, about the Cowboys thing, I've got to say, I don't want to say I'm fearful of the Cowboys. The thing is that I've noticed that every time we get some hubris around, whether it's the Phillies after that game three, or whether it's the Sixers in the playoffs or something like that, as soon as we start getting the hubris, things go south. And we've got to respect the opponents. And I heard Baldy on his podcast talking about the Cowboys, and a lot of the comments he made about the Cowboys were the same comments he made. I'm not saying, like, I think he meant both of them, but it was very similar to the comments he made about the Eagles on the show, was it yesterday? Mm-hmm. And so you've got it. These teams are very, very close.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
I don't think anybody believes that the Eagles are light years better than the Cowboys. We know it's a good Cowboys football team. Like, it's okay. We have a good football team also, a better one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the belief. No, that's the belief. What do you mean so far?
Yeah, so absolutely. The Eagles are the best team in the NFC right now. And
the best team in the NFL.
And the favorite to advance to the Super Bowl. Yes, I agree.
No, they're not the favorite. The Cowboys are, according to some people.
Yeah, the ESPN Power Index it is. Hang on a second. We'll get back to the phones. But listen, you don't have to go through another year of pain in your knee or your back, because people with chronic joint pain are getting real lasting relief from QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in advanced medicine. Their unique protocols use healing agents from your own body to target aching joints, repairing and restoring damaged tissue, so you can move again without surgery, no drugs, no downtime. If you have shoulder pain, maybe excruciating hip pain, if you have any arthritis pain or lingering pain from an injury, QC Kinetics can help. Don't let them operate on you or just say, here's more steroids. Say no to the pain pills. Call QC Kinetics right now and get your life back. Now, see if their life-changing all-natural treatments can get you living your best life in the new year. I'm telling you, people are raving about these treatments. It's the future of joint pain management, and appointments are available as soon as next week. Make 2023 the year to say goodbye to joint pain. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. It's QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. Jack, we should step aside because Dave Dombrowski is going to join us coming up next. All right, he might. Are you going to allow him on the air and not the top five at five?
Yeah, I mean, he's not Trey Turner, so I guess he can do it.
All right, Dave Dombrowski with Marks and Reese is coming up next. We'll take some phone calls, a lot more as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
Have you dreamed of Eagles season tickets? Well, join me tonight at the Iron Oven in Southampton and register for WIP's Game Day 2023 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. Come watch tonight's game and enjoy Miller Lite specials with great giveaways like merch and Eagles tickets. It's WIP's season ticket giveaway with yours truly tonight at 7:30 at the Iron Oven in Southampton. Go to 94WIP.com/contest. Taste like Miller Time Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.